listening to Grow Cook Heal. I'm sitting here with a colleague of mine here at the Unova Center, Lauren Delberg. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you on the show. And I asked you on for a number of reasons. You are very expert at helping prepare women for labor when they're pregnant. And you also had two very large babies yourself. So you understand the importance of preparing for labor. So before we go any further, you had two babies naturally, and they were large, weren't they?
Yeah, they were very large. The first one, he was 9 pounds, and the second one was 11.
11 pounds is a very big baby.
And I'm a little lady.
Yes, you don't know that, GCH listeners, but Lauren is quite petite, and you would not expect her to have had an 11-pound baby naturally. And I imagine the doctors wanted you to have a C-section, is that right?
No, I had, especially with the second one, I had a midwife, and she was very patient, and she didn't bother me at all about how large I was presenting because I looked like I was going to have twins. With the first baby, who was 9 pounds, they asked me to do a sonogram to see how much he weighed. And I know that the sonograms are sometimes not exactly accurate. So I actually refused that sonogram because I didn't want that to be held against me in case I was pushing for a long time. But with the second baby, who was 11 pounds, they didn't bother me about it at all, which was really nice.
That's interesting because here you didn't have your babies in New York City, did you?
I had the first one in New York, which is where they were bothering me about your baby might be too big. And then the second one was in San Diego.
So the reason you were able to have really quite large babies naturally is because you prepared.
Yes.
And you used Chinese medicine to prepare. And I thought that was quite an inspiring story for other people. Just, you know, a lot of people don't know that you can use Chinese medicine like that. So how does Chinese medicine prepare women for labor?
Well, I started getting acupuncture throughout my pregnancy. So I really believe that when you start earlier on, the body recognizes the qi and the balance of the acupuncture, and so it reacts to it much easier rather than just, you know, oh, my baby's due in a week, let's get the baby out, and or my baby's due tomorrow. So as you start earlier, it's a little bit better, but ideally around week 38 is when we start doing cervical ripening. So I would get acupuncture 2 to 3 times a week, starting week 38 and week 39 especially, and then week 40. And my first baby came around week 40, and then second baby was 41 and a half weeks. So he took a little bit more time.
Well, I always tell my patients, I like to see them regularly through pregnancy, but sometimes it's too expensive for people. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. And I always say, if you're not going to come in and you're fine, I'd like to see you from week 35, because I feel as if we get all their ligaments loose.
Yes.
And we get them ready for labor, don't we? By sort of loosening up the pelvic area and helping to tonify their qi so that they have qi to go into labor, energy to go into labor. Is that your experience?
Yeah. So what I've seen in my own practice with women is that when they start coming around week 35, week 34, especially if the baby might be breech too, we're able to move things and open the space and then start to slowly ripen the cervix around week 37. And then the cervical ripening happens really slowly. It works with the body's own energy because some people are sometimes worried about that, that you're kind of forcing things to happen before they're ready. But what happens is it's working with your body's own energy, and then by the time your body is ready to go into labor, the cervix is dilated and soft, and it makes it much easier to...
And that's what you mean by cervical ripening.
Yes.
That the woman is dilated, the cervix is soft, mm-hmm. She's ready to have a baby. And it is true, isn't it, that the people that we give acupuncture to regularly seem to dilate well ahead of labor. They're getting ready.
Exactly. So with my own experiences, I was dilated 5 to 6 centimeters for the week before I went into labor with both babies.
We mentioned in passing breech babies, mm-hmm. and it is one of the things that acupuncture is particularly good at. It's actually a very proven thing. And I remember when I was taught it in acupuncture school, being a little incredulous because we burn a herb, don't we, on the toe. Tell me a little bit about this.
It's called moxibustion. We call it Aya. 80% of the time it works, which is pretty amazing. And it's actually a very warm herb, its property. And when it's burned, it acts almost like a laser penetrating warmth into the body. So we burn it over a specific point on the little toe, and it turns the baby. So sometimes people wonder, how does this work? It's very mysterious. What I understand about it is that it's the most yang channel, the most yang point on the most yang channel before it turns into the most yin channel, which is the kidney. And somehow that yang turning into yin turns the baby.
And I remember when I learned this thinking, well, you're going to have to prove this to me,
right?
Because it's a long way from the uterus to this point. And of course, life has proved it to me because I've seen it work over and over again. And one of the things that I think it does is it doesn't really turn the baby so much as give the baby more room to turn. I think babies are naturally, they're instinctively going downward at that point, and they get wedged somehow. And that's what happens. They get stuck. And something about that point expands the uterus just enough that I think they have room to wriggle down. And that's what they do. There are other things you can do to turn a baby, aren't there?
Putting your knees on the couch and your hands on the floor. And
well, the old wives' tale, Lauren, many, many years ago, was they would tell women to scrub the kitchen floor.
Okay.
Because and back in the days before Swiffer, people scrubbed the kitchen floor on their hands and knees. And I guess being in that position where you're on your hands and knees allows your bump to expand, if you think about it, with gravity, and does the same thing. And I have had patients do all sorts of things. Some of them I've been a bit sort of alarmed by, but I've had patients put frozen peas near the baby's head and play music. I'm always a little worried that that's a bit alarming for
not
the baby.
Not sure about that, but it worked for me. So my first baby was breached, and I noticed one day when I was not feeling the feelings I was, you know, normally feeling with the kicking, and I went to the hospital to get it checked out, and he was 34 weeks, and they're like, oh, your baby's breached. And I was like, oh, it's okay. I'm a Chinese medicine doctor. I know what to do. And it worked. We did Moxa for about a week. And then I got another sonogram and he turned.
He'd had just enough room to wriggle down. And what are the other complaints that women have in late pregnancy that we see them for?
Well, pelvic pain, definitely. Sciatic pain. I had both of those.
And acupuncture is very good for that, isn't it?
Yeah. Placenta previa sometimes, that it works for that as well.
And
the fluids.
Just to explain to the GCH audience, placenta previa means when the placenta is blocking the exit route for the baby, and the placenta needs to move, or the woman has to have a C-section. And we have quite a good record of helping that momentum. The body tries to move the placenta, actually, to the most placenta previa self-regulates, I think. But we're good at helping that process.
Yes. Also, the fluid sometimes, if the fluids are low, that can be a reason for a C-section as well. And that's something that acupuncture can help, and Chinese medicine.
Do you give people herbs at that point too, if the fluids are
low? I have a couple of times, but usually just with acupuncture alone and some dietary recommendations, it could help a lot.
Just thinking a little bit about you having these very big babies, that's a lot of stretching that has to go on. And I wondered if you moisturized that area, or whether just supporting your health was enough to keep you supple.
So I didn't. Really, with the acupuncture alone, it ripens the cervix so well that a little TMI, there was no tearing whatsoever. The doctors were shocked. They were really confused because especially with the 11-pound baby, the midwife I had, you know, she's like, this is one of the first 11-pound babies I've delivered naturally in probably 20 years, and you've had no tearing, not even micro tearing, and that is just not a normal thing. And she was kind of taken aback. And I explained to her that I was doing a lot of acupuncture, and that's how well acupuncture ripens the cervix, is that it helps so well that a lot of times the cervix is so soft that it doesn't tear and it stretches naturally and goes back naturally.
So you also presumably used acupuncture to recover after having these big babies naturally.
Yes. So postpartum, I used acupuncture and dietary therapy. So a lot of women experience very low energy and maybe start slipping into postpartum depression. And that's because we lose so much blood and qi during the birth. And even if you have a C-section, your body still goes through a lot. So nourishing the body postpartum with medicinal soups, like bone broth soups with specific herbs that nourish the blood, are very important. And I did that every day. And also acupuncture. It's an important time because it resets the hormones in the body and can affect fertility in the future and even menopause during that time.
It's really important to look after yourself after having a baby. And the Chinese are big on this topic, aren't they? There's a lot of information, and Chinese women are looked after once they've had a baby. Here in New York, people feel the need to get back to work really, really quickly. And I actually did have a patient who went back to work the day after she had her baby. And she carried on. She went back to work and she came to see me 8 weeks later. And she was so sick. She'd caught every bug going. And it was really just that she she'd got so depleted after having a baby and she hadn't given her body time. Mm-hmm. And I think we think of ourselves as superwomen, but we do need to invest in replenishing.
Yeah. I mean, especially even just taking 1 month, trying, you know, don't worry about meeting up with friends, going out shopping, or even worrying about starting to exercise again, because that first month is really about your replenishing and resting and connecting with the baby, but really taking care of yourself. It's very important.
Lauren Dahlberg, if people want to come and see you, they can find you here at the Unova Center in New York City. And we'll link to that from jillblakeway.com. But she is my colleague here. She also has a private practice in Nyack if you live out of the city. And what is your website for that, Lauren?
It is tworiversacupuncture.com.
So you can see Lauren as a patient both at the Unova Center and her practice, Two Rivers Acupuncture. You're a lovely practitioner. I do advise people to come and see you. Thank you so much for explaining both your extraordinary births and how you did it using Chinese medicine.
Thank you. It was great to be here. Thanks so much.
That's our show. If you'd like to ask me a question, tell me your story, or suggest a guest for GCH, you can contact me on my website, jillblakeway.com, or on Facebook, or on Instagram, or you can tweet at me. Thank you so much to Carlo DeVito for telling me all about the vineyard that he and his wife founded. And many thanks to Heidi Lovey for sharing her recipe for golden milk. And a big thank you to Lauren Dahlberg for explaining how Chinese medicine can make the process of labor and delivery easier. We'll be back next week with another episode of GCH. But until then, take care of yourselves.
You've been listening to GCH, a CBS radio production.